According to the American Psychiatric Association, approximately 1 in 10 Hispanic people with a mental health disorder use mental health services from a general health care provider, while only 1 in 20 receive such services from a mental health specialist. Well, here in the Capital Region, there is a grant to help provide free mental health services to Latino adults. And joining me now, Christian Ramirez and Juliana Lopez. They are both mental health therapists with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham Counties. Welcome to WKAR.
Thank you for having us.
So Christian, tell me first about this grant.
It serves the Hispanic community here in the Lansing Tri-Area. It's anybody who identifies as Hispanic and is seeking mental health services. They don't have to have insurance. We prefer people that actually don't have insurance.
Juliana, tell me some of the reasons for the disparities when it comes to the Hispanic community seeking health care.
So some of those disparities are that the Latino community may be more comfortable seeing a priest or praying about any concerns that there might be. There is a stigma in the Latino community when it comes to receiving mental health services. It's preferred, like I mentioned, to see a priest or maybe speak with somebody in their family or keep it in the family. But this grant, the nice thing about it is that we are trying to let the Lansing community know, the Tri-Counties, that this grant is available for them. They will meet with somebody that speaks Spanish, that is Latino, that is of similar background, in hopes in assisting them normalize receiving mental health services. Because very often, many people might be going through something, and receiving mental help is not one of their priorities. So, when maybe this could benefit them.
And what do you do with this grant, or how are you part of this program?
My department, under case management in AMHS, they will have a team of people like a psychiatrist, a case manager slash therapist, somebody like myself. They will have a team of nurses, and the psychiatrist will help with medication monitoring. I can help with resources, case management, therapy if they might want it or need it. And I work with an array of people with a diverse background, if that is in regards to their race, ethnicity, diagnoses. But when it comes to the Latino population, depending on their severity, they will fall under myself, which I mainly see people with severe and persistent mental illnesses.
Christian, I want to ask you, does it matter if you are U.S. born Hispanic or an immigrant?
For this program, no. Actually, we don't receive any of that information. We don't ask that information, and anything that is discussed in our sessions are confidential.
We're talking with Christian Ramirez and Juliana Lopez, mental health therapists with Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham Counties, about a grant for free mental health services for Hispanic adults in the Capital Region. Juliana, I'll turn back to you. We know that family is the root of the Hispanic community. Why is there such a risk if you have an adult in a family that is not receiving adequate mental health?
It can affect their interpersonal relationships with their children, if they have any, with their spouse, with their family, extended family within themselves as well. This could affect them with their parenting skills. It could affect them with their work. It could affect them if they're going to school, especially if it's not being treated. This could lead to somebody decompensating if they're not taking their medication. And this could lead to maybe a hospitalization. This could lead to people possibly going to jail due to something that is not being treated properly. And if they were to get the proper treatment, they could increase their parenting skills. They could understand their diagnoses more than before. Maybe they didn't know what was going on, why they were feeling the way they're feeling, why they were experiencing certain symptoms. And by having somebody to explain that to them, give them some psychoeducation, giving them some coping skills, they could find better ways to deal with whatever symptoms they might be going through. Maybe they have very unhealthy coping skills, like, for example, If they have severe anxiety, depression, maybe they're hearing voices, they're seeing shadows. Somebody could deal with that in unhealthy ways, like using drugs, using alcohol. They're trying to numb it out. They're not trying to deal with those kinds of things, but they don't know any other way on how to face those challenges. And this could affect their family, because what if this person is spending all of their time using drugs, drinking, out of the house, stealing money to support those unhealthy behaviors. And this could help the family as a whole to understand the person that may have a mental illness. Maybe children, they may feel it in a different way, like mom or dad aren't there for me, mom and dad aren't supporting me. I'm the one supporting mom and dad. I'm the one being the parent or the adult instead of mom or dad being that person to be there for me.
Why is it important to see another Hispanic face there and to be part of this program?
For the client, I think it's very important for them because it's somebody they can relate to, they can connect to. They may build trust a little bit easier and faster if they see somebody that looks like them, that speaks like them. That understands their culture, that understands their family dynamics. They could be more open to receiving treatment if they were to not be with somebody else that maybe looks like them.
So Christian, let me ask you, how does someone who is hearing this, how do they get help?
In order to receive our services, you can call our access line, which is 517-346-8318. If you need to make an appointment in Spanish, you can call me at 517-512-6049. Si necesitas hacer una cita con nosotros, puedes hablar a nuestra línea de access al 517-346-8318. Y si necesitas hacer la cita en español, me puedes contactar a mí al 517-512-6049.
Is there any shame in seeking mental health?
No, we are trying to actually fight that stigma that we're here. Feel free to contact us with any questions. It could be as minimal as, why is my sleep being dysregulated? We're here to support the community.
Real quick, we would like you to kind of summarize everything in the appeal in Espanol, por favor.
Sí, con mucho gusto. Queremos que la comunidad hispana aquí en Lansing y en los tres condados de Eaton, Ingham y Clinton sepan que tenemos fondos del estado de Michigan aquí con nuestra agencia en Community Mental Health. Estos fondos son para adultos de 18 años y para arriba. Estos fondos cubren los servicios que personas estén interesadas para recibir servicios para salud mental. Nosotros los podemos ayudar y conectar con un psiquiatra, con un equipo de enfermeras, con un terapeuta, con un trabajador social. Ayudamos a conectarlos con un doctor primario, a recursos, y también si alguien esté sintiendo cualquier síntomas de depresión, ansiedad, delusiones, que escuchen voces, que vean sombras o cosas así, ellos pueden venir y a conectarse con nosotros y nosotros los podemos ayudar con cualquier síntoma o problema o crisis que ellos tengan. Si alguien quiere conectarse con nosotros, pueden llamar a nuestra línea de acceso, que es el 517-346-8318. Y pueden contactar a Cristian Ramírez al 517-512-6049. Y también queremos que sepan que estos fondos del estado son para personas que no tienen aseguranza de salud. Y los que no tengan, todos sus servicios pueden ser cubridos bajo estos fondos del estado de Michigan.
Gracias, Juliana López and Christian Ramirez, for coming in. They are with The Community Mental Health Authority of Clinton, Eaton, and Ingham Counties, and they were talking about a grant for free mental health services for Hispanic adults right here in the Capital Region. And again, thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And I'm Reginald Hardwick, WKAR News. Now back to Chayo and Ondas in Espanol.